Welcome to generating an SBOM for your code using OSSV Toolkit. My name is Thomas Steenbergen and I'm a contributor to the various projects listed here. As I and others in the community are trying to build an open source toolchain for doing open source reviews, including software component analysis. For those not familiar with OSSV Toolkit, or ORT for short, it's an open source project under the Linux Foundation that provides tooling to safely use, integrate, modify, and redistribute third-party software, including free and open source software. It provides various features, including generating a software bill of material, whether CycloneDX or SPDX. It allows you to write very powerful policy rules on all the information that's collected by ORT, including licensing, security, or engineering standard checks. It allows you to check some project dependencies for security vulnerabilities or scan its source code for copyrights and licenses. It also allows to generate source code bundles, and the way how it's designed, it's a modular design that makes it easy to integrate and customize to your process. You can really pick the components that you want to use in ORT to build your own workflow that works for your organization or project. So recently I was asked, why should one use ORT and not say GitLab's built-in features, which is a very common tool used by a lot of open source projects? Well, here I compared the two, and it's nothing bad about GitLab, but I wanted to make the comparison what kind of power tool ORT is in compared to some of the basic features that GitLab uses. Again, nothing bad about GitLab. It's a great tool for CI/CD, and I personally use it myself in my daily use. But yeah, for software component analysis and license and security compliance, ORT is clearly the winner, as is shown here. Again, for those not familiar with ORT, I included this high-level overview. So it starts on the left-hand side, where you normally have a source code change. Then the developer can indicate via a YAML file which open source in its code repository or in its dependency scopes are not included in the release artifact. The developer can fix up license finding or fix scan issues. Then in the next component, you can use the analyzer component to basically build a dependency graph from all of the based on all the package managers found in the code repository and all of the dependencies. Next, you can use the downloader to download all the source codes. Then you can use the scanner component to execute various scanners to do license and copyright detection on the source code. And next, you have the advisor component that you can use to call various security providers to get advisories for all the packages that were found. And then below you have the evaluator component, where it takes basically the scanner information and the advisory input, and it then you can use your own policy rules to say, is this okay or not okay to use this particular package. And finally, it ends up in the reporter component, where you can basically say generate open source notices, you can generate SBOMs, or if you want to have a completely custom output format, you can use Apache FreeMarker or ASCII doc to basically generate whatever you want based on the information that ORT collects. So let's see how it actually looks like and like generate an SBX SBOM in GitLab. So this is our main project repository on GitHub, but I'm going to do this demo on GitLab. So what I did is I used ORT integration for GitLab. I actually mirrored it into my personal GitLab because it's hosted actually on GitHub, but we want to test it and we're going to show it here in GitLab. So this is the project. Now I will show you what you need. To do this, you actually need a couple and two more things. So one is the ORT for GitLab integration. Two is you need a code repository where basically you store your own configuration files that you use for ORT. All of these files are explained in ORT's documentation, and you can all find demos for this file in the examples folder in the project. I just now copied them over to a separate code repository so I can use them in the ORT for GitLab integration. And finally, of course, you need to have a project that you want to run ORT on. So in this case, I use the MIME type project, And that's what I'm going to use for the demo. So the Oort for GitLab integration that we built has two different ways on how you can run it. The most simplest mode is to go to is using a GitLab pipeline. So for the people familiar with that, you just click in CI/CD, you click pipelines, you click new, and then you can run a pipeline. So literally, I'm standing in the Oort GitLab CI project, and then I run pipelines. The way to set things up, and that was one of the issues when we started, when we noticed for feedback that we got from users, like, hey, it's difficult to get started with Oort. Can you do something to make it easier? And so one of the things that we've tried to do whilst building this integration is make it really easy to get started. So when you do the installation, again, you set up the two code repositories, so the Oort for GitLab and then the Confederation repository. And then you just need to build Oort, which is really simple. You just go to the rebuild Docker image, you click through, you click the button, and once it's done, it completely installs Oort basically in your GitLab environment. And then if you want to scan, it's as simple as basically going on top. I here pre-filled some of the variables. So I basically say, hey, the software name for the project is in this case MIMETYPE, so that's what I'm going to scan. The software version is 2.1.32. The code repository is Git, obvious because we're using GitLab. But you can also scan Mercurial or Subversion code repositories or even Git repo. Yeah, really, Oort is very flexible. It pretty much allows you to scan anything that is a code repository. Then I enter the clone URL here. You can both use either HTTPS or SSH. I choose here to use SSH. And then I enter the Git revision, and then again, simple, I'll click run pipeline. And once you do that, and I just open for convenience the next view, you get something like this. So when it's done, you see it just runs, it has a green checkbox. So this is probably very familiar for people that are familiar to GitLab and how this works. And then you can basically click it. And then it will basically show you the log of the job. But for this demo, it's not really so much interesting. The more important thing is that you can click here on the browse button to basically to get the results. So now I click here on the browse because the job was successful. We already saw this. And what you then get is basically the job artifact. So the way how the integration works, it's just like if you would build source code in GitLab, it basically just outputs to your job artifacts, as it's called in GitLab speak, and it will produce an Oort-results folder and a metadata JSON. This metadata JSON is what we use later to power the dashboard, so that we'll show later. But we will also can use it basically if you want to do, say, aggregate data from multiple scans together. That's why we can use this metadata file as well. All it basically contains, and I can quickly show it what's in a metadata JSON. It basically creates a summary. So what variables were used, what is the project, what were the stats on the end, what success and all that other stuff. So it's basically really all the metadata from the job that you need. So now if I go back, I'll show you what's in the Oort results folder. So I basically enabled most of the default features from the report features that Oort has. So here we have some plain text open source notices. Here I have the result of the analyzer component, which has a dependency graph. Here I have a CycloneDX SBOM. And here I have two SPDX SBOMs. Well, it's the same SBOM, but one is in JSON and one is in YML. And yeah, so then we have the evaluated model. This is kind of like a JSON model, a JSON version of the tree that we mo you. It's ideally to be used if you want to generate a web app, a web application of it. So that's what that's the input for this one. It also generates a GL license scanning report. So for the people that are familiar with GitLab, this is the input file that you can use to have it shown up in GitLab. So it will, if you put this in your job and you put this one of your job, if your final job artifacts, it will show up in the license compliance section. So this nice integration where Oort basically produces the file that you can then be consumed by GitLab itself, and then it will show up in the license compliance UI. And then we have some reports. Now, I will not go into detail, show some of these reports later. I wanted to first show the other way how you can integrate it. The other way is basically to integrate Oort directly into a CI/CD pipeline, or in this case, we will show it in a GitLab pipeline. So in this project, basically, I added a GitLab CI/YML file, and I'll show the contents of it. So what we basically do here, it downloads the latest nodes, and then it has a build, test, lint, and Oort scan. And so here you see this. Basically, it's very simple. It basically installs the dependencies, and then it runs unit tests and a linter. But what we also did is we included the Oort CI GitLab job, and so that basically it will execute the Oort scan job. We did it in this way because we wanted a mechanism that makes it really easy for developers to integrate basically Oort for GitLab integration without having to copy paste and update a lot of code. We try to do as minimum lines as possible. So the minimum, as you can see here, is just 3 lines, well, technically 4 lines of code. And what it will do then, if you run the GitLab CI pipeline, which as you can see here, you see the same step. It has install dependencies, lint, unit test, and Oort scan. And it's basically exactly the same as our previous code, exactly the same scan result. So you can again click the Oort scan result. You can click then the buttons and the browse button, and you will end up this the results. But now I'll actually show a little bit more deeper. So if you click, for instance, the web app result, you get a built-in single page web app. And so this is really a standalone HTML report, and this is very useful to share with your fellow developers or say your legal counsel, because they don't need to install anything. It's really just an HTML file. You can just download it. You can even attach it to an email, and you can just send it across. And the idea is there is that you have a very simple way to share your results, but in a nicely visual way that can be filtered. So a lot of lawyers are still used to Excel files. So by having the web app, they get all of the features that they used to, but they get so much more. Here's one of the tricks that Oort is very useful for. So you can see this column, it shows you a dark black and light dark gray. And if I hover over it says dev dependency. So this is very useful if you have a communication between software developer and legal counsel. So legal counsel doesn't have to know all the technical details anymore. They just need to know if it's grayed out, it's not in the release artifacts. So if there is a scary license in this artifact, then it's all okay. And then we also have a tree view. It kind of works exactly the same. You see, it's the same principle. What is black is included. What's light gray out is not included. And here you can see some of the information that Oort collects. We process everything on SPDX. So you can see all of the things. Everything gets mapped. This is a node project, so a lot of it is already encoded in SPDX, but say if you have Apache projects, where they usually write a declared license, Apache Software License 2.0, or it automatically maps it to SPDX. And that is an especially useful feature if you want to produce an SBOM. So in this case, this is an SPDX SBOM. So as you can see here, it basically works out of the box. It's really easy to just generate an SBOM in a couple of club steps. Finally, what we are also working on, so in GitLab, normally the pipeline view looks like this, and yeah, it's not really easy to see what in this view is actually a scan here or not, because yeah, the UI is not very intuitive. So for that, we are building what is called what we call the for GitLab dashboard. And what this does is it basically it uses the GitLab Pages feature to just and the GitLab API to basically then use a web app on top of that. And this now clearly makes it very easy to browse what were the scans. So again, I can just expand it. I can actually see which parameters were used to trigger a particular scan. So again, you have the same MIME time scan. But what I also know, I have into the job link, and I have easy access to the job artifacts that I can easily download. I can see what was the duration of the job, and I can see the pipeline. So this makes it really easy to browse all of the scans that we have done in our organization. And I can also click new scan, and I can just trigger a new scan. So this makes it people for very easy for people that not necessarily want to use GitLab. Maybe say your product owner or your legal counsel, they can just easily use this interface to basically start a scan. So that was it, pretty much it from what I wanted to show in the demo. So just finally, I wanted to show like how we were thinking of doing a an integration into GitHub and GitLab. So here you see in the top left, you see kind of the workflow that we have in my organization. So basically, when a code change is made in GitLab, it triggers a scan. Then the developer team themselves see basically what scan fixes need to be made, and then they can fix it themselves by just committing back to the configuration repository, and then they can re-trigger the scan. If they need help, we have built in our organization a built-in workflow where they can just create a ticket or they can open a support chat. So this is really a great mechanism to run all scans. But then the question comes like, okay, so as a lot of CI/CD tools, they're all set up for the single developer team. How do you manage this as a large organization where you might have hundreds of scans running on a daily basis? So a lot of tools work by analyzing logs via, say, a tool like Splunk. But we are thinking about this slightly differently. So our idea is to basically have an audit process. So we maybe you remember from the demo, I have this metadata JSON. So what we're working on is to take this metadata JSON and then follow job artifacts, pass it over to what we call the audit process. And there basically we have another bit of automation running that basically checks the metadata JSON and looks for all kinds of patterns or undesired patterns. It may be a license, it may be that the team stopped scanning, or that all of a sudden the scan reduced to take 5 minutes, now take 20 minutes. And all of this then information, all these various checks can be taken account. Then you can generate from that an audit ticket. Then ideally your open source office or your open source team or an org administrator would look at such a ticket and basically says if it's a thumbs up, it will just close it. If it's thumbed down, basically it will say like, hey, fixes are needed by the team, by the development team. And then our idea is that when the ticket is thumbed down, basically it goes into audit fixes, and automatically this would show up in the scan report, the next scan report that is generated by Oort. So here we have a really nice integrated loop, and we can give direct feedback to the developer and at scale to ensure that the software component analysis and say your license and security compliance stays at the right level. That was about it for me. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions here, you can find my contact information and also various links to the project.